Well, she's carrying on the legacy of her brother while he's away at college and continuing an annual event that we're really excited to talk about today. I'm joined by Nyla Armbruster, along with Sarah Korba from EPI. We featured EPI before, but we're excited for this upcoming event on July 13th. What do we have going on, Nyla? Let's talk a little bit about the fourth annual Seize the Day.
Yeah, so this is a trail run that my brother started after he was diagnosed with epilepsy. He was more fortunate than most, but it was still tough on our family. But he wanted to help others, so he started this charity event. He worked with EPI. They're collaborating. And for 4 years now, every summer we start, we do a trail race, 10K, 5K, and a one-mile fun run. We have encouraged families and people from the community to come out and participate in our race to help us raise money for those in need with epilepsy.
Sarah Korba joins us as well, the Associate Director of Epilepsy Services over at EPI. Sarah, how long have you worked with Amer and Nyla on this, and how excited are you for this upcoming event?
We're really excited. So we've worked with the Armbruster family since the beginning. They came to us with this idea, and we were super excited. We didn't have a 5K for epilepsy, and or a 5 and 10K. So it was a really great fit.
Perfect. And that's what we have coming up on July 13th. Talk a little bit about EPI and what you do over there.
Sure. So at EPI, we support people with developmental disabilities, brain injuries, and epilepsy. We have a wide variety of services, including day and community rehabilitation, residential, respite, and self-direction. Our offices are all in upstate New York, Rochester, Syracuse, and Binghamton. And our epilepsy service division offers a lot of education, a lot of support groups. We have a swim program, a teen weekend program, and we run the only summer camp for kids with epilepsy in New York State.
So, Nyla, you don't have epilepsy, right? But epilepsy impacts the entire family. Talk a little bit about how that is and what you've seen from your brother and how that impacts you and your family.
Yeah, it was hard at first. I mean, I remember after he had his first seizure, my mom picked me up from school and we went straight to the hospital and I was crying. I had no idea what was happening and I didn't know why he was there. And eventually, like, I remember one time I was downstairs and he had a seizure in a locked room on the floor above me, and like, we could just hear him and it was terrifying. I was young. I didn't know what was happening. And eventually, like, before his medication started to really work, Amer would sometimes be in what our family would call, like, seizure mode, where he was just kind of out of it. He was spaced. He was tired. So my parents would be away, and I would have to take care of him. And even though I'm 4 years younger, it was just hard. It was, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how to handle it. And I just had to step up with maturity and be there for him. But eventually he got it under control. We have a great relationship, and I wanted to help him out after he can't be here anymore as he's away in college.
Well, you're so very well spoken and so mature. Is that part of, as a result of this and having to step up and help him through this journey?
I think part of it was where I started to realize I had to be more of an adult almost. And I think I've always had a little bit of maturity compared to other kids my age, but this definitely was a factor in me becoming who I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, setting up this event can't be a simple thing. Not everybody can do that. And Sarah, you're involved with various events at EPI, and I know you also have a camp event coming up right later in the month of July. Talk to us a little bit about that.
We do, yeah. So this race, Seize the Day, part of its funding goes to our camp program. We offer a lot of scholarships. Epilepsy really impacts the whole family, siblings included. Nyla's story is similar. Many other families, the sibling is sort of that first responder or the one that kind of helps take care of, I mean, of course, along with parents, but siblings are a really important part of helping kids with epilepsy. And our camp program welcomes both kids with epilepsy and siblings. And siblings, we always say, get just as much out of our camp program as kids with epilepsy. because they epilepsy impacts them just in a different way. And they get to meet other siblings. They get to hang out and realize that what they have to do is also normal in other families with epilepsy. And camp is coming up a couple weeks after the race. So we actually just a week. Camp runs from the 21st through the 25th of July this year. We still have spots open for our Camp Eager program if people are interested. I mean, it's located at Rochester Rotary Sunshine Camp in Rush. So about 20 minutes south of Rochester. So close.
An opportunity to get away and also just communicate and share ideas and
It's a really safe place for kids with epilepsy to be just kids. So we have neurologists that come to camp with us. They're there 24/7. We have from both actually U of R and from upstate, so from Rochester and Syracuse. And so it's we always like to say where kids with epilepsy can be just kids at camp. Seizures happen, but we kind of roll with them and everybody kind of knows what to do. We have neurologists right there to respond and the fun continues.
Nyla, have you connected with other siblings or family members of people with epilepsy? And how has that gone? Is what kind of value does that bring to you as you go through your journey with your brother?
I haven't personally connected with anyone, but I have done presentations and stuff for children who have it. In our community, one of our third graders was just recently diagnosed. And so I went and did a presentation and talked to him a little bit about it and talked to his whole grade just for awareness and things like that. But no, I haven't personally met anybody.
Do we know approximately like how many people and children especially suffer from this throughout our area?
So epilepsy, 1 in 26 people will be diagnosed with epilepsy in their lifetime, and it does affect kids more. There's over 200,000 kids in New York State that have epilepsy, and it's pretty common. It's often not talked about, so people often will not know someone has epilepsy, and of course you can't tell if someone has epilepsy by looking at them, but it's pretty common.
Yeah. And why do you think it isn't talked about as much as it should be? Because we all know 26 people. So odds are we all know someone who's at least impacted.
Oh, absolutely. It's not talked about. There's still a lot of stigma and misinformation around epilepsy and seizures, which we find the presentation that Nyla talked about doing to third graders. That's something she did it in partnership with our educator who does it all over Monroe County and even outside of Monroe County. And some of the most common things that we hear back from after we do a presentation is people are surprised at how common it is. They're surprised at sort of the spectrum of seizures. So everybody kind of knows what a tonic-clonic seizure is, or it used to be called a grand mal. Those are the ones that are typically portrayed in the media. But there's a wide variety of other types of seizures. And also, when you see a seizure, if you haven't been trained, you don't know how to recognize and respond, it's really scary. I mean, it's even really scary when you do know, and especially if it's someone that you know and love. Seizures are scary looking, which is why we do our education training.
And Nyla, I know you've experienced that. You mentioned that firsthand, how much you've experienced that. What is it like now compared to how it was for you when your brother had that first seizure and when you didn't really understand what was going on?
I would definitely, if he were to have a seizure again, I would be more prepared. If it was just the two of us, I would know what to do. I never firsthand experienced one, like watching him have a seizure. But it's very unlikely for him to have one as he's got his medication like down where he doesn't have seizures anymore.
And with the amount of people that this impacts in the community, do you think that it's important to know what to do or at least to be informed about what epilepsy is just in case we come across someone or we know someone who has it?
Yeah, I would say it is important. One of Amir's friends knew what to do. So when he had a seizure at one point, like he was there. And I just think having someone who knows what to do makes it easier on not only the other people experiencing it, but also the person having the seizure, and just helps keep order and calmness.
I know we got the fourth annual Seize the Day, the trail run that we mentioned at the beginning, and that's going to be here soon. I know it's late May, so it doesn't always feel like July will be right around the corner, but it will be, and it's going to be happening at Mendon Ponds on that Sunday morning. Let's talk about how we can get involved, Nyla. Do we need to know someone with epilepsy or have some sort of connection, or is the public welcome?
Well, the public is definitely welcome. Anyone can join. Anyone who just wants to come out and run, or if you want to get into the community of epilepsy just to learn more about it, anything, you can donate, volunteer, run, just come and support.
And the Armbruster family is really taking a huge role on in planning this event. How was it? Because I know you now stepping in for your brother. How is planning an event like this? Because I've certainly never done it, and it sounds like a lot of work.
My job has been made easier by everyone who's started it and who's been running it. But it's a challenge. I have to connect with people, do interviews. It's a learning curve, but I'm getting the hang of it, and it's interesting.
Yeah, and you're
doing a great job for us.
Yes, you are more well-spoken than a lot of the people we interview here. So kudos to you. Have you ever considered a career in broadcasting, maybe? I don't know, but just throwing it out there. Mendon Ponds Park, 8 a.m., Sunday, July 13th. How can we grab tickets, and what can we expect the morning of?
Yeah, if you go to the website, epiny.org, there should be a link to the race and then a link to registration and donation, anything like that. The morning of, we usually get there pretty early, but registration opens at 8, and then you can hang out, chat, like whatever, warm up. There are definitely people doing that. And then at 9 o'clock, the race starts. And when you finish, there are awards for our winners in each category. And we have food and, yeah. So fun event.
To be clear, you don't have to be a track star for this, right? I mean, if you can't run a 5K without stopping and almost passing out, is that okay too?
Yeah, we definitely have plenty of walkers. We also have the 1 mile run, which you can run it, you can walk, whatever. There are a lot of kids and dogs even who come out and do the race. Yeah, it's accessible.
Amazing. Well, this sounds like a great event. Sarah, I know you do so many other things with EPI too. Talk a little bit about how we can get involved with EPI in other ways beyond just this event.
Yeah, so we always have events and opportunities to volunteer on our website, epiny.org. There's a whole section of our website on our epilepsy programs, so if you're interested in that. But then again, on our other side, we offer a lot of developmental disability services and brain injury services, and all that information can be found on our website along with volunteer opportunities.
Well, epilepsy is got to be the most misunderstood neurological disorder. 1 in 26 Americans are impacted, but because of events like these locally, we are starting to end that. And Sarah Korva over at EPI and Nyla Armbruster and her family doing amazing work to make this happen. Thank you so much for what you do and also for joining me this morning.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.